It is.
Jewel says so.
Yes. Jewel knows the story.
Jewel says it's going to be all right. It has to be.
Yep. The Dykstaff and Good Day program. Just dig around here. I've looked at a couple of different twists on some of the big stories of the day. Probably turn out to be big stories of the week, including a congratulatory note from lots of different corners about the two Americans and the German who won the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Their work helped scientists understand how cargo is delivered to the right place at the right time inside the cells of your body. It is a fascinating read.
It's amazing.
If you can stick around or just dig around, you can go online now and see the story because it's been up for a couple hours. But it just really does. If you have no faith in the human capacity to figure things out, this will help.
And
you.
If you've lost faith that Americans aren't still the smartest,
doing the best
people on the planet,
well, they aren't. They aren't Native Americans. They work in America and they're American citizens. But I don't.
James Rothman. Sounds pretty gringo to me.
Yeah.
Randy Shechtman.
All right. Sounds pretty Israeli to me, but this is me. 888-302-3684. Libya wants some clarification on the abduction of this fellow. They want an explanation. American commandos carried out raids in two African countries over the weekend aimed at capturing fugitive terrorists. Libya's government demanded an explanation from Washington for what it called the kidnapping of a Libyan suspect. American troops, assisted by the FBI and the CIA, got Niza, is that how you pronounce it? Niza Abdul Hamad al-Raqqai?
That's a great guess.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's exactly how it is.
Suspected leader of al-Qaeda. Got him on the streets of Libya. A Navy SEAL team raided the seaside villa of a militant leader in a firefight on the coast of Somalia. Nobody cares about Somalia, so no protests there. But it brings around again to full circle the question that people have about us going into all these countries. We've made it known, you harbor a terrorist, a criminal who's performed acts that are against the citizens of the United States, we're going to come get him. We're going to find him, and we're going to come get him. So that's the response.
Just ask Pakistan.
Yeah, exactly. All right, the U.S. is edging closer to a default. Mr. Boehner, Speaker of the House, rules out a vote on a straightforward bill to boost the nation's debt limit without concessions from the president. So what do you think, as Congress doesn't seem to be able to do their work, people are angry. Gerald, who is in the Outer Banks of North Carolina, are you angry about all this?
Yes, I am.
In what way?
I just feel that our government is doing everything that's illegal that they could possibly do to us Americans. I don't feel that we've had a president since, I won't call him Obama. His real name is Barry, so I think everybody should call him by his real name, Barry.
I think it's foolish to do that. But anyway, keep going. Make your point.
I guess they made me into a criminal because yesterday I joined a group of people that parked on the backside of the Wright Memorial, and we walked through the backside of it instead of going through the gate because
that's
it was
good.
Closed.
Yep, you should have done that. That's good. Happy you did that. Yeah.
And the other thing I feel is that if all these politicians seem to think that they can live on $100,000+ a year, but we're supposed to live on $10 an hour, I feel that if they're representing us Americans, they should have to start out and work for minimum wage.
I love it.
I think that is a great idea.
That is worth the price of admission and worth the price of your call, Gerald. Thank you. Have all Congress people start their jobs minimum wage. There you go. Well, there are plenty of constituents in their districts that are making minimum wage, right? Why not?
You know, the argument would be made that we need to get the best of the best in there.
Yeah, right.
Which we don't have right now. And
no.
Farm tons of money, and they get benefits for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, something has to be changed, and term limits would be a great start.
So, Richie is in Washington. He knows the story from listening to the local news stations there, that Secretary of Defense, Mr. Hagel, has announced that there are 350. I saw a number of close to 400,000 civilian employees ordered back to work. The Pay Our Military Act according to the interpretations, it includes the civilians that work there. I don't think that was the intent, frankly.
And these are contractors.
Yeah, these are non-emergency, non-essential people. So why are they coming back? Why are they there in the first place? This is, but it shows you the power of the Defense Department, because half of the people furloughed are in the Defense Department providing support in some way, shape, or form.
So then you got companies like United Technologies and Sikorsky Aircraft, who had either furloughed in Boeing or were going to furlough their employees today, calling it off, saying, come on into work. DOD is back to work, and so are we.
Yeah. All right, for those of you who love politics, the Republican who's running for the governor of Virginia, his name is Cuccinelli, I think.
Yes,
that's you, right?
Cuccinelli.
Cuccinelli. Ted Cruz asked him if he wanted to have a picture taken with him at some sort of Republican party over the weekend.
Ted Cruz was in town over the weekend stumping for Cuccinelli.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't?
No. He was, as a matter of fact, Cuccinelli says, I don't want to be photographed with you. I don't want you to.
Oh, no, but he was in town.
He was there, yeah. Cruz was in town.
Yes.
And they were at the same event.
Yes.
But Cruz offered to have his picture taken with Cuccinelli, and Cuccinelli said, no,
right,
thanks.
Because Terry McAuliffe, the gubernatorial opponent and former DNC chair,
right,
it would use it as basically,
right, of course,
saying Ken Cuccinelli is behind the shutdown.
Right. Yep. Backstage, Cuccinelli apparently urged Cruz to work with the Democrats to end the shutdown. But then he didn't even acknowledge Cruz. Cuccinelli didn't say anything about him in his speech. Clearly not a good weekend for Cruz's ego. President Obama also criticized him, calling him controversial.
Duh. I don't think he doesn't know that. And he probably enjoys that.
That part he probably does.
Yes.
Right. Good news for those of you who couldn't sleep because the Syrian chemical weapons were still there. The team of international weapons experts has started destroying the chemical arsenal in Syria, first step of the United Nations resolution that wants to take care of the aftermath of the 1,400 people who were killed as a result of using all this sarin gas. And what I want to know is, are they going to just, this is the end of it, they're not going to go find, is it Assad who ordered that these people be killed this way?
You know,
is it over?
Bothers me about this, not only that, okay, and this is what bothers the rebel troops, is that they're not going to hold Assad accountable, because nobody can really prove, or,
right,
you know, who set them off. But everybody's ignoring the fact that there's still a civil war going on.
Yeah.
They're still killing thousands of people every single day.
Right.
But you know what? We got all the chemical weapons out. Russia and the United States agreed on something, and they're able to pull through with it. Everything's happy.
One of the things that hasn't been reported very much because of our fascination with some of this other foolishness, the fact that four soldiers were killed in an operation in Afghanistan over the weekend, deadliest episode since June. There were Americans, but there were other, I think this was a coalition group, so not sure about how many Americans were involved. But it just, back again to the question, what in the name of heaven are we doing there? Why are Americans' lives still at risk for nothing? Nothing, 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 nothing. Oy. 16 past the hour. Are you somebody over the age of 40 worried about your blood pressure? Doesn't make any difference. You've heard Dr. Ken, Jack Stockwell, and Ron Hoffman, the three doctors connected to the Good Day program, all talk about blood pressure, focus on strokes, high blood pressure, things that happen to your body as you get older, and more happening to women now than men because of women going back to work. Heart Factors Plus, new all-natural formula, boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity, so you have healthy blood pressure levels. So that's the reason to start. Those of you who are exercising and want your muscles to get bigger, this is the way that's done. Most all of the bodybuilders that use these sorts of things, they use the stuff that has nitric oxide in it, because that's how the blood gets to the muscles faster. So you can understand the heart's biggest muscle in your body, why you want more oxygen to get there, and why this works. So Heart Factors Plus is what we're working on. And you can get a free supply by dialing 800-577-8560. You heard me correctly. A free supply of Heart Factors Plus, working for thousands and thousands of men and women who are worried about their high blood pressure. You got high blood pressure? Call this number now for a free supply of Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. Dr. Ken says this stuff is great. You'll pay a small shipping fee. That's it. Free Heart Factors Plus for 30 days. See what it does for your heart, your circulation, and your well-being. 800-577-8560. A free month supply of Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Get it started.
My business runs on efficiency, and today I found my secret weapon, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team helped us upgrade our credit card processing, and we saved a bundle. Didn't charge us a dime for new equipment. Our profit is up, and so am I.
Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Get your first $5,000 of credit card processing free and save up to 15% or more on your monthly charges through North American Bank Card. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
2020 History Quiz. Everybody ready? Today is the anniversary of one of the important things in the Industrial Revolution. 100 years ago today, one of these four things happened. The mass production of drugs was introduced. Mass production of cars was introduced. Mass production of pens was introduced. Mass production of glasses was introduced. Which was it? 888-302-3684. Which of those four things began on this date 100 years ago today?
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
During this week in 1983.
Yeah.
I got his signature right here on my guitar.
Number one during this week, their songs all sound the same. That's not bad. Actually, it's pretty good. Stuff to get you to move. She's Sexy and 17, peaking on the charts during this week in 1983.
Wow, so that's sort of
what?
What did it get to? Do you see that?
Yeah. So here's, that's, as Kenny put it so cleverly, the old school, because again, we're back to this week in 1983. Now let's move to this week in 2007, the newer school, more recent music from Fergie, her version of Big Girls Don't Cry. Doesn't sound like the old one at all.
That's not.
No. Wasn't aimed to sound like the Four Seasons and Big Girls Don't Cry.
She probably doesn't even know what the
Four Seasons are. Yeah, right. And she married to the actor
Josh Duhamel. Yeah,
Duhamel. Yeah, him. A baby recently. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
All right. So that's
our hip man.
Hey,
you are up with what's going on.
I'm nothing if I'm not hip, Richie. I am up with what's going on in the gossip department. Matter of fact, to sort of underscore that. The essence of what's going on with Casey Kasem. I don't get this at
so
all.
Sad.
What in the world is going on there? I don't...
apparently his current wife will not allow kids to gain entry to his house to see them.
Makes no sense.
No, it doesn't at all.
At all.
No.
J-Wow caught on camera calling Governor Christie retarded.
Pot calling a kettle black.
Jenny Farley, known as J-Wow from Jersey Shore. She doesn't like him because he's opposed to gay marriage. She took to Twitter to apologize for her comments after she said it, but stood by her opinion. She said, "I was caught off guard, and I don't usually say things like that, but I find what he says about gay marriage disgusting."
So she says, I called the governor a name which wasn't appropriate, but I still don't like his feelings about a gay marriage. He's only, I'm betting you 100 to 1, he doesn't believe a word of what he said about gay marriage, but he's only doing it to speak to the base in his party so he can get reelected in New Jersey as governor or go on to other things. I'm betting he doesn't believe that at all. Not one word of it. At any rate, hey, listen. You live with your decisions. Whatever, there's one of the storylines last night on Sunday night's Good Wife was the lady who runs the law firm had to diss her partner in order to become a. We all know she's not going to become a Supreme Court judge in the state of Illinois, which is part of the storyline, because then she'd be gone from the storyline at the law office, so that's not going to happen. But it's just interesting how these sorts of things come about. Kind of bizarre, actually, in a manner of speaking.
I think it's really interesting that somebody protects the rights of gay people by offending the rights of mentally disabled.
Yeah, right. How do you do that? All right, so Breaking Bad. I have an interesting story about that coming up, plus a repeat, an underscore of our question that's the 2020 history quiz. Lots of things going on that are bizarre, and we're going to focus on them, including a story about a nose 28 after on Good Day.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Hi, I'm Joe Swedish, CEO of WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes and all they do to reduce the rate of premature birth in the United States. Though premature births have recently declined, still 500,000 babies are born too soon each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs that help moms and their babies live healthier lives. Please visit marchofdimes.com and join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Imagine if part of your job was to enjoy your favorite beer.
Ah, delicious.
Just about every day, our founder, Jim Cook, enjoys his favorite, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Why? To make sure it tastes as good as that first batch he brewed in his kitchen. Smooth yet flavorful, with a deep amber color and a head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it. In fact, every batch of Boston Lager is tasted over 100 times before it leaves our brewery. So if we haven't tasted it, neither will you.
Cheers, man. Cheers.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Story, whatever your story is, we've got stories on top of stories, your story, our story, the stories of the day. And what does this all mean to you? Our 2020 News Quiz question, you want me to repeat it now, Richie?
Sure.
All right, so this is a focus on what happened 100 years ago today. The introduction of the assembly line for mass production of one of the four following items.
Underwear.
No. Drugs, cars, pens, or glasses. One of those became the focus of an assembly line on this date 100 years ago. Seems amazing when you think about how much has happened. And the assembly line didn't get used until 100 years ago. And like everything that we use today is made on an assembly line. Pretty much everything is done on assembly. So what happened on this day 100 years ago, introduction of what assembly line? For drugs, cars, pens, or glasses? 888-302-3684. The weekend saw a little tussle, little argument, a little backstage and front stage operation at the Mormon Tabernacle in Salt Lake City.
What are the Mormons arguing about?
130 women were protesting. They were rejected from a meeting of priests who had insult to injury. Boys were issued last-minute tickets to fill up all the seats.
Oh, no.
So that they wouldn't let the women in. Women want to be ordained, and the people who are running the Church of Latter-day Saints do not want to extend the priesthood to women. Only men aged 12 and older can be considered for priesthood. 12-year-old priest, now what does that tell you? So anyway, the women facing an uphill battle. There was a book written a couple of years ago called American Grace, How Religion Divides and Unites Us. 90% of women who belong to the Church of Latter-day Saints oppose female priests. So only 10% want them in the first place. But is it something that they ought to have? Well, it's not my judgment. I don't care. You do what you want. It's your religion. But they leave themselves wide open for shots. And certainly that's no big thing, big deal for them, though, right? They're very controversial to begin with. So
yeah, these two kids that come knocking on our door every 3 or 4 weeks from the church and Latter-day Saints, yeah, and they're the nicest kids. And my wife will strike up conversations with them and talk, and they'll say, can we weed your garden? Can we help you mow your lawn? Can we help you wash your windows? Anything you need, just... And she's like, do I have to do anything? They're like, no, we just want to help. And they have worked their way, and she doesn't have to do any work, but, they've worked their way. She's like, I like these kids. They're nice kids. So, she'll go out and have half-hour, 20-minute conversations with them on the porch and hang out. But, she asked them in one time if they wanted to come in and get a drink of water, some tea or something. They're like, I'm sorry, is your husband home? She said, no, he's not. Well, we're not allowed to come in the house then. But just respectful, nice kids. But they say, this is our neighborhood for the next year.
Really?
We'll be seeing you. These are our names, and we'll be, if you don't mind, we'll be knocking on your door just to say hello.
Hmm.
So.
That's good.
Yeah, they're nice kids.
Yeah.
Nice kids.
Yeah. Real news. Real fun radio that's useful and amusing like it used to be, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and certainly side streets to wherever it is that you may be thinking, where's your head right now. I was talking about the acknowledgement last week, Breaking Bad, last episode, Walter White, the fictional character, got a real-life send-off from some diehard fans. Albuquerque Journal ran a real obit for this character played by Bryan Cranston, paid for by a group of Breaking Bad fanatics. The obit credits White as the co-founder of Gray Matter, who taught high school chemistry and later founded a meth manufacturing empire, states that he died from a long battle with lung cancer and a gunshot wound. That's kind of clever. Isn't it? It's clever.
That's funny.
Yeah. That show had heck of an impact, right, Kenny? Anybody ever watch that? Kenny, did you ever watch that show?
No, I did not.
How about you, Richie?
I didn't, but I'd be interested to go back on Netflix and catch up on it a little bit and see if I could get into it.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, The Blacklist has got my attention now.
Well, you have made that point.
You've got to watch it tonight. It's a good show.
What time is it on?
10 o'clock.
All right. 888-302-3684. You don't come up with the answer to what it was that got started in terms of an assembly line on this day 100 years ago. I will give you the answer. Meanwhile, focus on the much criticized proposed settlement by the lawyers on the NFL side. Well, players on one side, NFL on the other side. 4,000 former players versus the NFL. There's a PBS expose which will be airing Tuesday night. I will watch it, and I'll bet you will, too, if you're a parent and you're allowing your children to play football. And I say children because a lot of girls now want to play football or are being encouraged to play football. Former NFL players who have already said they plan to opt out of the class action concussion settlement, they are awaiting these events. There's also a book that's coming out that goes through all of this stuff. Former NFL players, idea that players should reject the proposed settlement came from, this is all about lawyers. Some lawyers say,
right.
Take the money. The other lawyers who represent they want more money. So they're not doing it to help the players. They're doing it to get some more money.
And the players who are currently affected by it have been the ones to accept it because they don't think that they'll be around in 5, 8, 10 years to benefit from any of the funds.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Here's a bizarre story. Picture at DougSteffen.com of a Chinaman. That sound...
You can't say that anymore.
Oh, you can't?
No.
Chinese man.
An Asian person.
No, he's not. Well, he's not Japanese. He's
right,
not
a Chinese man.
He's not Laotian. He's not Vietnamese.
Yeah.
Right?
Not Filipino. Like if you were in Blazing Saddles.
Chinaman.
That's when you could use
Chinaman.
Right, you can't use it anymore.
Can't use Chinaman anymore.
No.
Okay, a man from China is not a Chinaman.
That's much better. Thank you.
Okay, Rich. Anyway, so here's the story who... this guy who suffered damage to his nose... After a traffic accident, infection ate away at the cartilage in his nose, making it impossible for doctors to fix his nose. Doctors grew the man an entirely new nose on his forehead.
From a pig, right?
Yeah, I think that was it.
They use pigs to, like, grow all this new cell tissue.
He's growing this nose. The picture of his nose is on the website.
I got to see this.
On his forehead. It's really, this is...
He's got a nose on his forehead?
Yeah. Despite its extreme appearance, method is not different from plastic surgery, say the doctors. This is a plastic surgery at its finest. I would call it a different take on a principle that we commonly use in reconstruction. So he grew the nose on the forehead of this guy in China.
I see a camel.
No, you have to go to back. Move back. Move down a little bit.
Okay.
Or flip on to...
Yeah, you have to go into the archives back into September.
Right. I just saw this, actually. This is really something that didn't catch my attention before. Kenny, when these things are around, I want to see these things. I want to talk about this. But although this is evergreen, I mean, this guy's going to have this nose.
Oh, here it is.
Is the idea they're going to cut it off of his forehead and put it where his nose goes? Is that it? Is that what's going to happen? Cut off the nose
that
on his forehead.
Is probably one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen in my life.
It's so gross.
But what I wonder is whether he can breathe, because it's the nose is upside down on his forehead, almost on his temple.
Yeah.
I wonder whether he can breathe through it yet. No. It's just the outer shell, right?
He's building it. Yeah. Right. Wow, is that gross.
Imagine if you needed a foot. That would have looked funny.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's give you the answer to our 2020... history quiz. I've asked if you knew what took place 100 years ago today, the anniversary of the opening of the most successful assembly line ever opened at the Ford Motor Company. The Model T was assembled for the first time. They did not, Richie said, it was. Well, he discounted this because he thought the cars that had been made prior to this were on an assembly line, and they were not. They were pushed around by the men from one station to another. And often several men would work on, you know, they didn't have specific jobs. They had, this needed to be done, so you guys grab your tools, put the fender on, put the tire on, put the transmission in. That's how they used to do it. But this, on this date, 100 years ago today, Henry Ford opened his assembly line for the Model T.
So the Mercedes or anything wasn't... I'd known that in the late 1800s they had an assembly line for cars.
Mass production of cars began with the assembly line for the Model T. This was the most innovative system. Ford used it to double worker pay, cutting the price of his cars, making it possible for the first time for the people who worked for him to buy his cars. Couldn't afford them before.
Say that one more time. Say that one more time, this, and say it slowly.
This enabled the Ford Motor Company workers. The introduction of the assembly line made the cars half as expensive. It doubled the pay for the men working on the line, thus making it affordable. The ownership of a new Ford Model T was within reach of those who worked on the assembly line at the Ford Motor Plant in Dearborn, Michigan.
I wonder how that could be applicable today.
Oh, gee, Richie, I'll bet you could find a way to figure that out. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Rich at DougStephan.com. Ken at DougStephan.com. Kenny, what's the update on Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter? Some of the comments on some of the issues of the week.
Lots of comments. Lots of people enjoying, actually, the picture of you and Uri on the Facebook page.
Yeah, thank you.
In fact, Uri has a nice big smile on there, and Susan says, "Wow, I think Uri uses power swabs."
That's great. Yeah, that's good. All right, nothing wrong with that. Uri and I have been friends for quite a while, and he is. I went to a wedding with his daughter getting married over the weekend. It was a small affair, wonderful, on the beach at Malibu. It was just really nice and romantic, and the kids were sweet, and all the people were there. I didn't understand anything that anybody was saying, because most of them were speaking in Hebrew, because most of them were from Israel or from England. You know what? Didn't need to know how to speak it.
Welcome to my life in my own home.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's replace it with Spanish.
Spanish, exactly. So, anyway, they're trying to cut you out, Richie. That's the bottom line.
Whatever.
14 before the hour. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Let's get it started. I own 3 coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
I'm Jim Cook here at our Sam Adams Brewery tasting this year's Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Hit it, boys! Who wants some fresh Oktoberfest? This year's Oktoberfest is rich with sweet flavors like caramel and toffee.
That is really good.
Those unique flavors come from the 5 roasted malts in Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Ah, delicious. We only brew Sam Adams Oktoberfest for 2 months, so grab one before it's too late.
Then I definitely want more Oktoberfest.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
President Obama and the political class in Washington want you to believe that the new massively flawed health care bill cannot be stopped. But that is just another Washington lie. Obamacare can be stopped. Call your elected representative now and tell them not to vote for any bill that allows funding for Obamacare. And if Obama and the Democrats shut the government down to get control of our health care, we will remember that on Election Day next year.
This ad paid for by the National Republican Trust PAC, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. GOPtrust.com.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck. Except, there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police, until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who is more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a 6-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
For 100 years, dental hygienists have been helping prevent disease and improving oral health. Periodontal disease is preventable, yet 75% of Americans still have some form of it. Dr. Denise Bowers, American Dental Hygienists Association president, says dental hygienists are the first line of defense against it and other oral health problems.
A thorough dental hygiene regimen is really important for maintaining good oral health. This involves brushing for 2 minutes twice a day along the gum line at a 45-degree angle using a vibrating back-and-forth rolling motion. It is also important to floss, rinse with an antiseptic mouthwash, and even chew sugar-free gum after meals to prevent tooth decay. I also recommend you visit your dental hygienist twice a year because dental hygienists play a crucial role in detecting and preventing oral health disease that can lead to more life-altering diseases.
For more, visit adha.org/NDHM. I'm Lee Shepherd.
All right, so let's spend a minute or so here thinking about your phone. I was thinking about this at the wedding over the weekend and how somebody's phone went off during the ceremony and how I wanted to whack the guy with a chair.
How rude.
So how many of you leave your phones on? And whether it's a... My daughter and I actually were talking about this as well, because she's teaching on the college level, and some of the kids bring their phones into class and they're texting, or they did until Megan laid down the rules that they don't, and you know, there's a certain amount of responsibility that goes with the rules. The rules are you don't bring your phone into the class. If you do and you leave it on, then what happens? It's like you weren't there for the day. As far as Megan is concerned, you're dismissed.
Wow.
So think about that when you're in business or in a restaurant or something.
Or at a PTA meeting.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. 51 after.
Don't answer
it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Medical experts on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken and I do over the weekend, you hear the Good Day Weekend program focusing on your health and well-being, a couple of hours of phone calls and emails and the big news of the week. In fact, Ken's here to discuss the big news of the week now. There's a case in Florida, dangerous bacteria, the flesh-eating kind, attacking an older Florida man after he got bitten by a crab.
Seems like you have to watch going in the warm water this year. It's amoeba, and this week it's bacteria. An elderly Florida man, Doug, is in a Jacksonville, Florida hospital fighting a dangerous coastal bacteria infected with Vibrio vulnificus. It's a mouthful. State officials have confirmed 26 cases of Vibrio vulnificus infections this year. 9 have been fatal. It's from the same family of bacteria that causes cholera. It needs salt from salt water to survive, and it usually pops up during summer months in the warm Gulf Coast waters. It's found in salt water and contaminated raw seafood, especially oysters, but chances of infection are higher for people with impaired immune systems.
All right, so Richie, you hear that about raw fish?
Oh, yeah. Just had some last week.
Sushi.
All right, so Vibrio vulnificus. Is that how you say it?
Vibrio vulnificus.
That, too.
Sounds better when Dr. Ken says it.
You're going to start a band with that
name.
It
sounds more serious when Ken says it. So what actually, that's a
bacteria.
But is it just in this water off of the North Florida coast, or are there, I mean, there's got to be a lot of fish and crabs and lobsters and stuff infected with this all over.
We're not talking about your swimming pool.
Warm salt water.
That's what it is. You find it in warm. So
just keep your immune system healthy.
Yeah, that's it. Keep your immune system strong. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as such, there are always lots of studies that come out. There is lots of news about breast cancer. You have a couple of items here, Ken.
There's about 232,000 women just this year, Doug, that will be diagnosed with breast cancer, and over 39,000 will die this year from the disease. Some good news this week. The FDA has approved the first drug to be used in early-stage breast cancer treatment. It's called Perjeta. It'll be used as part of a complete treatment regimen for patients before surgery.
All right, some good news as to those who like to exercise, now that I'm into this CrossFit routine, not that I didn't get lots of exercise before, and apparently it's going to put you out of business.
Exactly. This is great news. British Medical Journal this week, exercise may be just as good as medication to treat heart disease and should be included as a comparison when new drugs are being developed and tested. There was no statistically detectable differences between exercise and drugs for patients with coronary heart disease, the number one killer, or pre-diabetes, when a person shows symptoms that may develop into full-blown diabetes. For patients recovering from stroke, the review showed that exercise was more effective than drug treatment. One little caveat, if you haven't been in an exercise program before, please talk to the doctor before you start one. Can't afford to lose a single listener.
All right, so this is a very interesting news. I wonder how EECP, which is almost exercise, fits into this.
Well, EECP is wonderful. Exercise can't quite simulate EECP. EECP, enhanced external counterpulsation, stimulates the development of small new blood vessels in the heart, and it just increases blood flow back to the heart and then releases when your heart contracts. So exercise somewhat, but this is even better. EECP simulates a 2-mile jog. 1 hour is equivalent.
Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who are producing Power Swabs, a great way to keep your teeth white and your gums healthy, Ken.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and you know how long it can take and how annoying that sensitivity feeling is afterwards. Or maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I and Doug recommend clinically proven Power Swabs. It's the only teeth whitening system that can get your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Power Swabs, it uses naturally derived ingredients that are gentle and safe, so the teeth won't feel sensitive afterwards. And if you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of stains on them too. So call now to try it risk-free.
Call 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.